Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Kingdom. Make your power manifest. Let the glory of the heaven fill the heart, even as water covered the sea. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, expected kingdom is now. Anticipated kingdom is now. The life of the kingdom is upon us. The blessing of the kingdom surrounds all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will change for better. Our life will emit his glory. We will radiate in his power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our tongue will produce fruit of the Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mystery will proceed forth. No more barrier. No more limitation. Stronghold are pulled down. The name of the Most High God shall be exalted. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. Blessed be to the name of the Lord. Come with thirst. Come with hunger. Come with yearning. I am the full-breasted God. Come. I will meet your need. I have never failed nor disappointed you before. Come, I will do that which I did in the ancient time in your days. Come, leave aside all barriers and obstacles. Come to me, for in me there is fountain of life, and I will give you life eternal. Says the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you, dear Father. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Brayebo setendebo. Bilibo diabo setendebo. Every life that is disrepaired shall be fixed tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Things that are not functioning will begin to function. Your life will take a shape. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, take preeminence. Glorify the Lord Jesus in our midst. Let the Holy Spirit be made manifest. Let there be manifest, apparent visitation of the Spirit of God upon each life tonight. No one will recover. We will go in this progression. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there shall not be moment of dryness again. We shall be wet by the Spirit. We shall be soaked by the Spirit. We shall be baptized by the Spirit. We shall have a new breath of life. We shall have a new breath of glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. First and foremost, please take your seat. Pastor, I want to thank you for the Hot Topics 2020. Thank you for your consistency. When you were ministering in the morning, I was crying, sitting down there, because I know a lot of people will not be able to grasp with certain truths that I have lost in the church. You know, when pastors talk about God will grant you, I remember how I was granted. I just remember, I have a flashback of how he granted me. Praise God. And unfortunately, many a times when such granting comes, we feel that it's the work of Satan. No, it's not Satan. It's God doing the work of repairs. It's God doing the work of reconfiguration. It's the Lord God doing the work of realignment. So that word, you know, take me back to my time, right from 2001 down to 2009. I was granted for good 9-10 years. Praise God. But I'm better for it. I know God is going to do a new thing in our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I appreciate you together with Mama. Thank you, Mama. Thank you for staying with Pastor. Thank you for bearing his hardness. Praise God. It's only you that can be his wife. Praise God. It's only Mama that can be Pastor's wife. My wife said she cannot stay with Pastor for one day as wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it's only Mama that has that anointing. The anointing will continue to increase day by day in Jesus' name. Praise God. If you want to marry, please go and learn from her, especially our sister. Go and learn from her. She has what it takes. The technology of successful marriage is in her. Praise God. God bless you, ma, in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate our pastor in the house, Pastor Ugi, Pastor Dr. Dansu. I love calling you doctor. Do you know why? I know you don't like it. But the fact is that you work for it. Praise God. Okay. You work for it. It's not honorarium. It's not honorary doctor. Doctory. 3.5 years is not a joke. I know you qualify. So when we call you doctor, don't feel somehow. Praise God. I know sometimes it's a calling. Praise God. And you are so humble not to see it as important. Do you know how many pastors that have acquired doctor with money? Praise God. God bless you. We appreciate you. Pastor Bolu, you are welcome. We appreciate you. Can you please help me appreciate my darling wife? She's my pastor. Praise God. And she's the only one who can pastor me. Praise God. She knows how to tame my excesses. Praise God. I love you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give me the book of Ephesians chapter 4? Ephesians chapter 4. Pastor, thank you. Therefore, I read from verse 1. Okay, this one is not working. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Prisoner of the Lord. Paul is something else. Prisoner of the Lord. I didn't take note of that word seriously like this. Like it's coming to me now. The prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit. That Spirit there is the Holy Ghost. Even as ye are called in one hope of your callings. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all. Who is exalted above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Praise God. According to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Now you can see where Paul was coming about. That I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, he became the captive of the Lord. Praise God. He led captivity captive and gave gift unto all men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower part of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your life shall be filled up tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There has never been any kingdom on earth that does not have its own mechanism of power. Praise God. A kingdom cannot stand without power. Now what sustains a kingdom, earthly kingdom, is its power. It is his might. It is his military capacity. That is the glory of a nation. And no wonder you won't be surprised when you see a kingdom display its military hardware, especially during an anniversary. It's a reconnaissance exercise. And that reconnaissance is a warning unto the enemy nation. That we have what it takes to subdue you. We have what it takes to overrun you. So they display everything that they have as military hardware in order to scare neighbors, in order to scare adversary, and in order to scare, you know, supposed enemy that might be anticipating a fight against that nation. Praise God. So at every anniversary, be it independent, no wonder. You see army, they do army day. What is the purpose of army day? It's to display what they have as a weapon. I think Pastor did a lot of good work about exousia and the authority, the dynamis. Praise God. And it is important for us to understand. Listen to this. The government, which constitutes the legislature, the judiciary, and the executive, does not ask power of their own apart from the power of the military. Praise God. Their word is a mere word without someone to implement and to enforce it. Until there is an individual who is standing to enforce what they have said nothing. Do you notice that recently a proclamation was made in Ondo State that Okada rider is restricted from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Do they oblige? They did not. Because there's no mechanism. And that word came from who? From exousia. The worldly exousia, do you understand? The authority. The governor who made that statement was an authority. But it does not have the wherewithal or mechanism or agency that can enforce that word. I bet you, if such statement is made in Lagos, nobody dare him. Nobody dare such word. So it is not enough for you to be, you know, to be in the camp of exousia. It is also good for you to be equipped with power that can implement your word. Praise God. The Bible said that where the word of the king is, there is what? There is power. So you see the military Air Force recently, they displayed, you know, Tucano 29. And it was a fast craft that can take off even from Maiduguri. Maiduguri is the farthest place to Lagos.
Amen.
The power of the kingdom is not displayed with carnal weapon. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. Quickly, please. I want to depend on you. He said, no, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. 3:10. Is it 3? 10:4, sorry, 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? They are not carnal, like the kingdom of the earth. They are not carnal. Listen, we can't exhibit or demonstrate or walk in this power until we understand the source. But it is not enough for us to understand the source of our power, but it is much more better if we understand the protocol of its operation. And it is very, very instructive for us to know if we want to walk in power, we must understand the two. The source and the protocol. The source and the protocol. You may have it. It may not necessarily show forth in you when you don't understand the protocol. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Of strongholds. To the pulling down of strongholds. Praise God. We must understand that from the ancient time till now, stronghold and impenetrable barriers, hindrances, obstacles that will not allow God to show to bat a breakthrough among the believers. God wants to have a breakthrough in our meetings. God wants to have a breakthrough in our lives. God desires it. God anticipates it.
The essence of your calling is to bring you forth in order to show His glory. But unfortunately, such manifestation of power, might, and dominion of the Almighty God is hindered and restricted by certain strongholds that is within us. Now, that stronghold is not just in the life of individual, but it is also in the way the church setting organizes its program. And so, if you want to experience power, if you want to experience breakthroughs from the Almighty God, especially in the realm of supernatural power, miracles, signs and wonders, we really need to talk about this thing and take note of it and make sure that we eliminate stronghold which has hitherto hindered the breakthroughs that God intended to birth in the church. Praise God. God desires to birth breakthroughs. He wants to take us into a new realm, a different realm. Hallelujah. And did you not give me 1 hour? It's running like... Hallelujah. There wasn't a time when God is not present in a meeting. Why do I say that? We are 2 or 3 gathered together in my name. I'm in their midst. There wasn't a time when God is not present in a meeting. But there have always been a limited time when God manifests His power in meetings. I don't know, because these are the times when we need to find out why. What are the hindrances? What are the limitations? There wasn't a time God will keep His word. He said, my word have I exalted above my throne. He will keep His word. He will make sure that His word is true and same. There wasn't any time when God is not present in a meeting. But there are so many times when God's presence is not made manifest as a result of the fact that we do, as a result of this stronghold. I don't know whether you understand. There are so many times when the manifest presence of God could not be experienced. It's not as if it wasn't there. It's not as if it's not in our midst. But there are strongholds. There are limitations. There are barriers. There are obstacles that limited its manifestation. And once those strongholds are removed, are taken away, you see the full-fledged manifestation of the Almighty God. Either in the meeting or in the life of a believer. Listen. It does not matter your spiritual level. He also wants to manifest Himself in your life. But He could not do so. It's not because He's not present. He's in you. The Bible said that He's in us. It's not because He's not in you. It's not because there is also a stronghold in your life that made His manifest presence impossible. And until we deal with this, until we talk about this, until we remove this in our lives, we cannot experience the flow of His power like they experienced in those days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is important also for us to understand that such stronghold is not hinged on the power of Satan. It's not satanic power. Praise God. It's not hinged on satanic power. It's not as if Satan was pressing you like he usually presses you when you sleep. It's not hinged on satanic power. It's hinged on individual and the way the church is designed. It's hinged on individual and the way the church is designed. So it is important. We want to experience the power of God. God is prepared. God is ready. God is not withholding it. What does He want to use it for? Is it not for the heir of salvation, those who will become the heir of salvation? But we need to deliberately look at our lives and deal with those hindrances and obstacles and move on. Praise God. Now, first and foremost, and I raised this up when I was raising prayer, when I was leading prayer here, our poor responses is a stronghold in the manifestation of the power of God. People does not come with expectation. People doesn't come with desire. People come to church as if they don't have need. They come with religious mentality that I must go to church and pastor must see me. Praise God. If I don't go to church, oh, they can harass me. That's a stronghold. You have limited the manifestation of the power of God upon your life. Because it won't work in you like that. You are not expectant. You are not open up to miracles. You are not open up to signs. You have limited your coming to church to person. You have limited your coming to church to religion. And so it becomes an impossible because whatsoever you seek from God is what he gives. Whatsoever you desire from him is what he gives. So pastor will see you, recognize you and say, oh, he's a committed brother. Your life, and yet the power of God is not being made manifest in your life. Poor response to spiritual things. Poor response to spiritual things. Meeting within meetings. Meeting within meetings. Meeting is going on. Somebody else is organizing his own meeting. Somebody else is talking to somebody. You don't reference him. And if you don't reference him, he will not honor you. He will. He will not. But when you reference him, you sit down with rapt attention, with expectation, with determination that I will not leave this place until I have my own. I've given you, I told you how I was able to speak, to interpret tongues. I made up my mind one day, I said, I will not leave this place until I can interpret. I want to interpret here, they didn't fall from heaven. And it is right for me to convert, because the Bible said I convert. So I deliberately converted it, and God gave it to me. Praise God. It was expectation. We must change our response to spiritual things. We must deliberately change our response to spiritual things. Now, another question that I will ask, can the power of the kingdom be demonstrated by all and sundry? Praise God. If it can be demonstrated by all and sundry, then what is the problem? I think my test is going to answer this question. Quickly go to Ephesians chapter 4. Because we don't take note of this. He said, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, please. Quickly. He said, I therefore, prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation. Of the vocation. Your call is what? It's a vocation. Your call is a vocation. There is no vocation that is not learned. Hello, church. There is no vocation that is not learned. You learn a vocation. It's a craft. If you are not prepared to learn this vocation, you will not understand the secret of the vocation. There are certain secrets of the vocation. And until you understand the secret of the vocation, you cannot be an effective person in this vocation. God wants us to be. Paul said, it's a vocation. Wherein you are called. We were apprenticed. Unfortunately, this vocation is an unending learning. The learner never graduates. They keep on learning. And the more they learn, the more they are exalted. The more they learn, the more they are exalted. I was calling to one of my friends. I call him friend. Though he's very, very junior to me. I told him that, listen, you must sit down. You must sit down. The day you are not prepared to sit down under somebody, the day God limits his power. You can't manifest the power of God if you don't learn the vocation. It's a vocation. The second thing that I want you to know, it is a trade. Christianity is what? It's a trade. It is exchange for something. You need to exchange it. There is an exchange that takes place before the manifestation of the power. The power is not acquired from Ijare. Even if you go to Ijare to acquire the power, there is payment that you make. Hello, church. There's payment that you made. They might ask you to bring your mom. They might ask you to bring your wife. Pastor is saying that he can't go to Ajuero. We won't go there because we have a God that is more than them. And we are not prepared to make the sacrifice because they will ask you for your wife. Who will replace her? Who will replace mine? Do you understand? It's a trade. You have to exchange it for something. Many of us are not prepared for this exchange. The book of Matthew chapter 12. A little child was brought to Jesus Christ. Can you help me look for that scripture? Is it 12 or 17? Matthew 17 from verse 15. Quickly, please. Matthew 17. Look at this. Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's lunatic. And so vexed. Oftentimes he falls into the fire and oft into water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. 12 of them. You know, only God knows how many hours they would have spent on this. Because they were not prepared for exchange. They have not paid the price. Listen, you can't demonstrate the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the kingdom, when you are not prepared to pay the price. There's a price to pay. Many of us are not prepared to pay the price. So that's why we run from pillar to pole. You run from prophet to prophet. And the prophet will compound your problem. Hallelujah. There are many of us who have made prophets to become false prophets. Because they must have something to say so as to remain prophet in your presence. I don't know, do you understand what I'm talking about? So even when God is not speaking to them about you or to him about you, he will have to say something to remain relevant. You say, well, I've noticed that your mom did some things which we need to undo with lies. With lies. You have committed you are also an accomplice to his sin. Because it was you. If you don't go to prophet will not lie. This is the truth. If you don't go to them, they won't be false prophets. People make them to become false because they go to them. I went to visit a young lady who gave birth, and they said a prophet sits down there, and so on and so forth. And as I was sitting there, the man was already feeling. And of course, the person that I went to was doing like this. So he was just winking on him. But the man was not listening. He was just, hey, please. God saved that man that day. I would have cast out the demon in him. Praise God. So we need to understand that it has a price to pay. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation. He called them perverse because they have perverse the truth. They thought they can do it without an exchange. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Verse 18. Jesus rebuked the devil. And a just ordinary rebuke. He rebuked the devil. My friend, get out of that place. What are you doing there? And he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Verse 19, look at it. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, one price. For very, very, I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. It shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. 21. This is your, how be it? This kind goeth not out, but by what? By prayer and fasting. You want to cast out demons, you are not in the presence of the Lord over the night. Praise God. You don't give room to prayers. You are not a prayer person. You are not the one who walk. You are not an individual who walk in the world. How many scriptures do you have in your memory? What are you going to tell the demons? How are you going to massage your argument to him? And you, do you remember the son of Sceva? In the name of Jesus that Paul preached. That wasn't a valid argument. He said, this one is not him. He's not part of them. And they slapped the demons out of them. Demon was slapping demons. Do you understand? Are you so dull? We didn't teach you this way. We didn't indoctrinate you in this manner. And he was slapped. Praise God. Why? Because he was not prepared to pay the price. And that is why many of us, when a man of God stand up, you want to go and sit down there to catch the anointing. Anointing call. Is that the way they get the anointing? Do you know how many years that anointing resident in him? Do you know the price that he has paid? Do you know the number of days and years that he has fasted? You know, I was when you asked us to fast, I was fasting, and somebody said, it's not good for your age, Joe. I said, I remember a man when I was younger, 80-year-old man. He was like, Pastor Ogi. He was just like Pastor Ogi. He was a bit taller than him, and he was 80 years. He was younger than me, who was about 10 or 15. I'm telling you. And when you ask this man, you know, Ayolawa. I did not understand. One day I asked my mom, Ewonukwelayo. He now said the man is fasting. And the man said, 80 days, don't stop fasting. 80 at 80. Till I leave village, the man was alive. Praise God. That's price. That is paying the price. We must be prepared to pay the price. Once we pay, we are ready to pay the price. Then, I want us to also understand that the power of the kingdom is allocated according to the measure of the gift of the Spirit. Praise God. There's a place for the measure of faith, but there's also a place for the measure of the Spirit. They measure it. Now, is God partial? No. According to your growth, according to your maturity, the measurement is not one-off. Because the Bible said that out of his fullness, we are what? We are filled from grace to grace. Level of grace, take you to another level of grace. Level of grace to another level of grace. So, in other words, that manifestation is according to what? To the measurement of the gift of the Spirit. Listen to me. The power of the kingdom is resident in the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hello. The power of the kingdom is resident in the gift of the Holy Ghost. The power of the kingdom is resident in the gift of the Holy Ghost. The book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. And thou shalt receive power. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and Judea. The word witness is another word for manifestation. You are not only witnessing him, but you are also manifesting him. You become the image of Christ. You become the carrier of his power. You become the replication of who he is, because he has promised the world that the work that I do, greater work you shall do. Praise God. Greater than this, you shall do. But it does not come without what? The Holy Ghost. So, the kingdom power, like I explained to you at my opening, that the power of the kingdom of a nation is resident in its armed forces. Praise God. It's resident in its police force. It's resident in its directorate of security services. It's also resident in the military intelligence. Combine all of these agencies together, that is what constitutes the power of the kingdom. In the same token, the power of the kingdom is resident in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It's resident in the Holy Spirit. So, when Pastor was saying that it was not about speaking in tongues, it has the constituency of the manifestation of power, might, dominion, healing, casting out of devil, supernatural manifestation, and miraculous life. In other words, once the Holy Spirit comes on you, you should be naturally supernatural. Praise God. Once the Holy Ghost comes on you, you should be naturally supernatural. The natural things are not your meat again. Praise God. You don't dwell on the natural. That is why it is easier for any of us to say that even before the end of the year, I know my believer lives. What do you think Job was doing? He was dwelling on the supernatural. He said, I know your Redeemer lives. After you have lost all your children, after you have lost all your wives, after you have all kind of sore in your body, and you are the verge of death, this man could still say, I know my Redeemer liveth. He will deliver me on resurrection. Of course, he might be talking about resurrection. But there's another resurrection in that God is going to bring out of him. He's going to resurrect. Was Job not resurrected? Even before he said, was resurrected. He became better. Because he understands the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is this same Holy Spirit that taught Peter's life. Peter, the jellyfish, the unstable, the one who shake before the little girl. And Peter, after he received the Holy Ghost, he stood before how many people? Several thousands of people. And 2,000? 3,000 people gave their life to Christ at a go, at a message. That is what the Holy Spirit is. That is the manifestation of the power of the kingdom. We are talking of Jews. Jews who are hardened. Jews that Christ could not convert. Do you understand? I'm not sure Jesus Christ had 3,000 converts. They were following him because of bread and fish. Do you understand? It's because of bread and fish. When he was not giving them bread and fish, did you see them with Jesus? He looked at the disciples and said, Do you also want to go? He said, where can we go? Hence we know that it's in you that you have the eternal life. Praise God. But Peter, after he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 Jews were converted in a single preach. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wow. I don't know how to summarize this because of my time. I will have to jump a lot of things. I want you to know that it is not enough for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the problems. But it is very, very illustrative for you to understand the protocol of the Spirit. If you don't understand the protocol of the Spirit, it will not manifest. It is this protocol. See, listen, your generation is digitalized. And that is the reason why the manifestation of the power is limited. You have dreamt of translocation, escaping through walls. How many of you have done that? Those who preach it to you, have they translocated? Have they gone through the wall to escape? Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, one of the reasons why we are not, and this is what I want to use prophetic gifts as an illustration to help us within these few minutes that I have left. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are four ways which prophetic ministry or prophetic gift could manifest. And we can experience a miraculous and thrive in it if we follow this protocol, these four ways. Praise God. First and foremost, we must understand that there is prophecy of the scripture. And we call it logos. Praise God. It's the Bible. It's immutable. It's unchangeable. It's unalterable. Your prayer cannot change it. There's no way you pray and change scripture. Prophecy, which is rhema, could be changed through prayers. If somebody prophesied to me and say, you are going to die tomorrow, and I go back to the Lord, 1991, Kolili. Praise God. I can cry to God, and God can talk to the man. He's not even obliged to talk to him. Do you understand? He's not obliged to talk to him. He says, okay, no problem. I just feel that your assignment is over, but now that you have convinced me that you are... You can change, but the logos cannot be changed. If the logos cannot be changed, do we hold on tenaciously unto it for the manifestation of miraculous? Hello, church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you hold on to it? How many logos are on our head? How many of them have we turned into rhema? The word that I'm saying, I'm quoting 1991 now because God spoke to me through a word, through the book of Isaiah in 1991. Of course, I never knew that what he said was in the book of Isaiah. It was a word. It was a word. And I had visa to go to America. Passport is in my hand. I was about to go to board. I have bought tickets. And the only thing, I was just thanking God and he said, no, your departure shall not be in haste. That is where I didn't like abroad again. That is where God just like he cleansed that thing from your heart. That thing was completely taken away. Say, but your departure shall not be in haste. For I, the Lord your God, will go with you. And I will prepare way for you. I've not gone to America since then. But I know if God says he will prepare a way for me, that means I will still go. He said it's not in a haste. And when God says something is not in haste, Ole Jordan made Ogbodun. Yoruba so pe mo nbo wa Oluwa ko ya logun odun. So deliberately I ask him, purge this desire from my heart. And I kept my passport. I kept it. 1991, many of you are not born. Praise God. He said, your departures are not being nailed. For I the Lord, it was later I found it out in the book of Isaiah. I said, what? So this thing is in the book of Isaiah. Praise God. It's a logos, but I opted today. I still hold on to that truth because I know nothing can change it. Praise God. So, in other words, for the manifestation of miraculous, you must understand logos. You must hold tenaciously unto it. You must walk with it. You must operate with it. You must live with it. You must dance with it. You must recite it in your walk. In your place of In your sleep. Do you know there were times when I was grounded. Grounding is good, sir. I will wake up with scriptures. I will wake up with scriptures. I will sleep with scriptures. I recite scripture in my sleep. Praise God. It was a good time that God took a lot of things out of my mind. Took religion. He took luxury. He took desire, wrong desires from me. Praise God. I wake up with scriptures and it has helped. It has helped. Many of us, we don't wake up with scriptures. We don't pray with scriptures. We don't pray with scriptures. What prayer are you praying without scriptures? Praise God. Yes. There is an atmosphere of prophecy. Praise God. The second one is, there is an atmosphere of prophecy. Now, the atmosphere of prophecy is created. It could be created by the choir. It could be created by ministration. Now, you see how the prophetic flow in the morning today. The reason is just because somebody created that atmosphere. That's why I love music. This is the reason why I fight with Cheye all the time. Praise God. And when I'm not getting what I want, I go to her. I said, no. You are making me to miss that boy. What's your name again? Don't let your head swell. Praise God. That's why God took your name out of my mouth. You understand? No, you're not getting this thing. Why? Because I know you can't operate in that supernatural without that atmosphere. Prophetic, in a prophetic atmosphere, listen, a lot of things happen. Number one, the heart that is ready to hear from God, receive from God. The heart that is ready to speak for God, speaks for God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you have that heart to speak for God? If you have the heart to speak for God in a prophetic atmosphere, you prophesy. So it's a gift. Prophetic gift is upon all, not just on prophets. We are not talking of the office of prophet. We are talking about prophetic atmosphere. It's a canopy. Once that canopy is spread, then the Holy Ghost permits people to operate and to walk under that canopy. So a little girl can wake up, can begin to prophesy and speak mystery and say things that he wouldn't have ordinarily said in real life time. Do you understand? Because the canopy is set. But that canopy has capacity to be unfolded. It can be folded. It can be folded up. Do you understand? It can be folded up, especially with bad attitude. Many of us have bad attitude, especially under the canopy of prophetic. In the prophetic canopy. That's why it's difficult for you to come into that office or to come into that operation because of bad attitude, because of bad behavior, because of bad response. And it's common. You see, somebody will be speaking. I hate it. That's why they say, Pastor Bello, difficult. I am difficult because I know where I was coming from. And I know what I have now. And I don't want anyone to allow this thing to slip off my finger. Praise God. I don't want anybody to let this thing slip off my finger. So the prophetic canopy, once it is spread, Pastor Wale, please come forward, come forward. Come and sit down in the floor. Come forward. Can we clap for him and his wife? Oh, I thought they had done the marriage last Saturday. Okay. Praise God. Anticipating. Praise God. So that canopy, we must honor that canopy. We must respect that canopy. Once we respect that canopy, there will be a power surge in our midst. Praise God. There will be a power surge in our midst. Can I have your attention, please? We will have a power surge in our midst. But we don't honor the prophetic canopy. It's important for us to take note of it. Let's take advantage of canopy that is set for us. Let's not take it for granted. Let's not look as if it does not matter. It matters. God wants to speak. And he wants to communicate the truth unto us. He wants to heal. And he wants to heal an individual who desire, who is desirous of healing. God wants to solve problems. and that person has been praying, but somebody becomes an hindrance. How do you think God will respond to it? So we really need to take note of this prophetic environment and plug in. Listen, once you notice that the environment has been made, prepare your heart. Just say, this today, my problems shall go. Do you understand what I'm saying? Today, my problem will solve. I'm not going back home the same. Things is going to take a new dimension for me today. Things is going to take a new... I'm having a new experience. Listen, this is how many of our problems were solved. This is how many of us come to where we are today. Why? Because we recognize prophet was because of digitalized generation. Many of you are playing with your... You are still chatting. What message is going on? You are on WhatsApp. What message is going on? You are on Twitter. What message is going on? You are dishonoring prophetic canopy that is set for some people. It may not necessarily be for you because you are not prepared. Your heart is crooked. Praise God. You are not prepared for it. But for those that are that canopy is set for, let them receive. Praise God. Now listen. Once you isolate those individuals who are not the serious to operate under that canopy, God will visit you. I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? He visits you. He will also isolate you for blessing. He will isolate you for prosperity. Why is it that it's only that woman that was stronging, that saw the hem of the garment of Jesus that was healed? He said, but if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. He made up his mind. Praise God. Listen to me. There are times when I come with church, with issue, and I say, today, we're going to receive solution. Somebody will just come. You see that? Somebody preach. Along that. I say, this is the key. Oluwa say, tell me alone. Why? Because I am anticipating. Many of you are not expectant. That's why you go home like you came. But a change is coming in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say a change is coming in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, a renowned prophet is around. A renowned evangelist is around. A renowned man of God is around. There is need for us to take note that he's going to bring a kind of atmosphere of his ministry. Do you understand? A prophet. If a prophet enters this place now, there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a shift. So, what do? You plug yourself. You plug yourself. You anticipate. You are expectant. But we don't take note of that. I can't say, Pastor Belloni. Praise God. And that singular act, we stop the flow. We stop the. That's why Jesus Christ could not do miracles in Nazareth. Why do you think it was so? Does it deprive of because people are not expecting? I'm a carpenter. We are not even. Pastor said it. We are not even sure of his father. That is the mentality of Nazarene. The Nazareth people. That was the way they were thinking. When they saw Christ, they look at it. What was the day in here? So because they didn't show your mom. Is it because they didn't show your mom that you are doing gra-gra here? And he was restrained. He was restricted from doing miracles, from performing supernatural. The same thing could happen to us or is happening. The last one that I want to talk about is the church searching. Listen. We have a church that keeps programs. We hide upon the word. The spirit of prophet is subject to prophets. Wrong interpretation. He's not talking about programs. He's not talking about timing. That's not what the Bible says. Do you understand? Many of us, we look at our time. We look at our time. Who is the next person to come in? And that person has a rhema from God. But because of his standard program, I'm not saying we should not follow program. But it is important to allow the atmosphere of the Spirit. Listen, the agenda of the Spirit supersedes the agenda of man. The program of the Holy Ghost supersedes the program of the Holy Ghost. We can't stand so much when the Holy Spirit is about to do a work. We look at it that it's inconvenient. Oh, my meal. What man called you in church? Praise God. Do you think it's easy to raise a tree? Hello, church. There's a difference between tree and vegetable. How many years does it take to raise a tree? Takes many years. It takes, Pastor gave me an orange tree. And he forgot that he gave me an orange tree. I told my wife that you are forgetting that you are the one who gave me that orange tree. Since 2013, since 2016, sir, I have seen nothing in it. Do you understand? I told Pastor, I said, the orange you gave to me, said, I'm not the one who gave you. He denies the tree. Praise God. What I know is we still bear fruit. Because it's in the fruitful vine. My life is fruitful. And so my things were not permitted to be barren. So it will still bear fruit. But I'm not seeing it. This is what the Bible calls you. You are a tree of righteousness. You are a tree of righteousness. You are like a tree that is planted beside the rivers. You are like a cedar in the Lebanon. You are to bring forth your fruit, but only in this season. So you must be patient. You must not rush out. Because this is the time when God is about to do things in your life. I said this is the time that God is about to do things in your life. This is about the time that God is healing you. This is about the time that God is saving you. This is about the time that God is changing you. This is about the time that the channels of blessings is being opened unto you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Channels of my blessing. Open up. Can I have the choir? Channels of my blessings. Open up. Rise on your feet.
No boundaries, no limits. Open up.
Thank you for this hour. We trust there is an opening. We are prepared to enter. We are coming in. We are coming in. We are coming in. We are coming in. No more holding back. We are coming in. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' Christ's name we pray. Hallelujah.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.